Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chris Davis, who's president and CEO of the World Floor Covering Association. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. I've been wanting to talk to you for several days about this big event you had about a week and a half ago. I believe it was on Friday, the 2nd of October. You actually celebrated the 50th anniversary of the WFCA. Is that right?
That's correct. Actually, the Western Floor Covering Association, which is one of the several predecessor organizations of the World Floor Covering Association, started in October of 1959.
Okay. Draw that together for us. I know today what you are the World Floor Covering Association. You basically look out for the interests of almost every faction within this industry, focusing primarily on retailers. But take us from the beginning in 1950.
Okay, in 1959, a group of dealers in the West, working primarily at that time, you have to remember the labor was a real key issue back then in negotiating labor agreements, banded together primarily just to negotiate labor agreements for installers. Once they got together, they started having conventions, and of course, they started interchanging ideas and networking and started programs and so on and so forth. Educational opportunities. They all of a sudden realized it made a lot of sense to talk with one another. Later in the mid-70s, out of the home furnishings organization, a committee was established for retail floor covering. Mm-hmm. That spun off a couple of years later, I believe in 1976, to become an independent organization. First president of that group, by the way, was Hank Padian from Chicago, who was at this function in Scottsdale. At any rate, the RFI, as it was called, basically started out in Chicago and was doing essentially the same thing as the guys in the West were doing. That organization in 1988 changed their name to the American Floor Covering Association because they felt that it better represented what they did at the time. A lot of people said the word institute implied a building rather than an organization. That group in 1993 began discussions with the Western organization because they were essentially doing the same thing and started to negotiate whether or not it might make sense to combine. And so the two groups did combine and officially beginning in January of 1995. It became the World Floor Covering Association. Now, I was brought in 94 hired by the Western Association with the understanding that my job would be to implement the merger of the two groups. We've been the world since 1995.
Since 95. Okay. So you had the Western, and then you had the RFI, and then the AFA. Now, there is still an AFA, but that's unrelated. Is that right?
Wanda not Ellis's? Completely okay. Unrelated.
So that's how you get there, and you did have this event in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tell us a little bit of the highlights of what happened.
Well, what we really were doing was essentially heralding and the people that had been responsible for getting us to where we are today. And a lot of people have been standing on a lot of other people's shoulders over the years. You know, this is not an organization that just cropped up.
Right.
It's been built up over the years. There are a lot of people that made some really outstanding contributions. We were able to get representatives from all the groups that I just mentioned that constitute what's now the World Floor Covering Association.
Mm-hmm.
We had 32 past presidents, past chairmen of the various groups represented at that meeting. That was a really nice event. It was just good food, good company, and an opportunity for people to get together that hadn't seen each other for a very long time. We put together a slideshow program that went through the various years, and so there was quite a bit of laughter when certain people's pictures showed up when they looked like 35, 40 years younger.
Right.
And it was just, brought back a lot of memories for a lot of these people. And we also, at the same event, inducted Marv Berlin into the Hall of Fame. Berlin was a legendary retailer. Many of his innovations that he put together are now commonly used by the various groups and large flooring organizations. And he had one of the first computer systems that literally tracked everything and was a very, very savvy retailer. He's been dead for some time, but we've inducted several people that should have been in it during their lifetime.
So you announced this year's Hall of Fame?
This was at the actual induction. The announcement was made, I believe, at Surfaces this year. Peter Spira came and spoke He was a very good friend of Berlin's. Spoke about Berlin. We had several members of the Hall of Fame that were in the audience, about five, I believe. So they were all invited to be a part of this. Don Roberts, who was a former executive with the New York Carpet World, which Berlin ran, accepted the award on behalf of the family. So it was very nice. I mean, it was all, you know, very upbeat, good, like I said, good food, good company, great weather. These people had a little chance to do some socializing.
Well, let me ask you, since you said earlier, you said better than I could say, that you're an advocacy group with a wide range of constituencies, and so when you look at the who came to Scottsdale and you looked out in the audience, was it primarily dealers, primarily manufacturers, or just a good mix of...
Well, it was, to be honest, it was primarily manufacturers, and it was primarily people that either had served on one or more of the boards of directors. Now, some of those were manufacturers, and some of them were wholesalers, for example, distributors. It was a relatively good mix, but I will tell you quite candidly that it was dominated by retail. Only because the groups were dominated by retail during that time,
right.
And the boards of directors of the various groups were primarily retailers, and those are the people we invited back. To be candid, we started with our primary list were all the people that had served on the boards of either AFA, RFI, WFCA, or World, and those that served as officers and presidents. So it was heavily dominated by that kind of
thing. Okay. And who emceed your event?
It was actually, we had a chairman, one of the past chairmen, Dennis Blake, who is with a company called Better Floors in Placenta, California. He was the president of this organization in 1993. And Dennis is currently representing the other past presidents on the board of the WFCA. He was the chairman of our historical committee. So they didn't really have an MC per se, but he was as close to an MC of the function as you can get.
Yeah. And what was the tone when you see where we are in this great recession that we're in? Was everybody kind of putting that behind them and still having a good time?
I think for the most, well, you know, look, I heard a great line that I've been using in several places where, you know, down 20 is the new up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that there's a cautious optimism about where the economy is heading.
Right.
Nobody's thinking for a second that it's going to come roaring back.
No.
But they think that maybe at this point it may have stabilized.
Right.
People are starting to come out of their shell a little bit.
Yeah.
It's tough out there. It's tough for anybody in retail, particularly somebody that is selling products or manufacturing products that are discretionary in nature. So that's been challenging for a lot of folks. In fact, we had an announcement of two organizations that had ties to our organization. Two businesses were announced at the meeting that they'd gone into Chapter 11.
Yeah.
But the group, I think, for the most part, nothing was going to dampen their weekend.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you giving us a rundown on your meeting in Scottsdale last week. So we've been talking to Chris Davis, who's president and CEO of the World Floor Covering Association, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.